news for today.
והגלים עולים לשטוף העולם כשמגיעים ורואים את חול הים כשהים מעלה גליו ברוגז והגלים עולים לשטוף
זה הזמן לאהבה, זה אנחנו יקרים כל כך.
Dear friends, so dear, I'm very excited to stand here right now and tell you that this video clip, except that for the fact that our friends all over the world made it,
it was
our youth made
youth.
It. The
our
wonderful the next generation, these are friends that both for me and Eli, we had the privilege to work with them and do so many things with them, and I look at this result and I look at their effort throughout the convention, filming us right now in the sound, the preparations, the physical logistics, and the bookstore, the services on the tables, everything that there is in the convention, our youth, this is our future, our next generation. Yeah, if we can film them, show them, many of them are here. The rest are just serving the event right now in different places. And we are really expecting them to get married soon. Enough being singles. Now we want, as a continuation for this week of conventions that is unstoppable, we want all of us to go into a state of a workshop right now, because how do we really want to conclude the event? How do we precede the event? There's nothing we conclude. We only keep accelerating. We only keep increasing. And we want to be in a state of this inner workshop between us, where we always discuss together with the friends the most inner things, the attainment of the Creator, just like the authors of the Zohar did.
We want this workshop that never ends, that when we talk to the friends all day long, even when I'm not physically with them, we want to start it now.
So, let's turn towards each other as we did this entire convention. Let's turn to each other really quickly. Smile at each other.
Smile to our parts of our soul. We are here to know each other.
Great to meet again and connect. Let's do it quickly. Friends, let's hurry up so we can get the best we can from this opportunity to connect.
Well, all of us together, let's produce this sound from within. Everybody, now repeat together. And
Thank you. Well,
we see it works here as well. So let's direct ourselves inwards towards the workshop.
When my parts of my soul are now talking to me, I do everything I can in order to be the last one in the circle. I want to be the one completing what they're all saying. I'm looking at them from below. The Rashbi group is sitting next to me, and I'm the fortunate one to sit with them in this modern cave and to look at them, to sit on their knees, to look at them from below.
The words they say don't really matter that much. What matters is I want to see the relation they give to the friends, how they complete each other, continue each other, and fearfully hearing every word and trying to complement each other in a circle. And I want to look at them and be envy. Why am I not like that? I want to be the little one learning from them.
And during this process that we do together, there is no greater force than what we're building between us gently. My only concern is how I intensify this feeling, that mutual feeling that we're building here together, this mutual embryo, that we all add to it another piece of meat and another piece of meat.
So with this direction and with what we have in our hearts, let's start the first question. The first question is this. We went through a few days of convention, powerful, impactful days of joyfulness and inspiration. And now it's time to discuss between us, what do I leave this convention with? What benefits do I get out of this convention? We have 10 minutes to speak about this, please.
My greatest profit from this Congress are you. I've been to many Congresses, and I never felt such a connection before, such an inner connection inside of me. It turned from an external connection, dancing and joy, where everything works like never before, but it became a feeling. Sensation of the integral me.
אני חושב שהדלק שאנחנו יכולים לקחת, שאני לוקח מפה,
the fuel that I take from here that gives us really the strength for months more to continue with the message that comes out of this convention. We spoke about this today in the morning, how we have to disseminate, we have to give it out, and if it stays within us only, then it's meaningless. We have to give out this message of love, and with this happiness and with this fuel, I leave the convention.
A fuel that really gives me the strength to continue on this path. The feeling and the understanding in me became more and more evident that happiness is only connecting to the friends. The happiness is only between us. I myself have nothing. This feeling came so clear to me that this quality of bestowal, I have nothing of it, nothing. It's only when we have this mutual intensity, when we open our hearts to each other, and then it is revealed only between us and in no other place.
Yes, and to add, you know, for years I hear about dissemination, I do it as much as I can and understand it, but in this convention, what was really carved in the bottom of my heart is that in truth, our life is in the external public. The Creator wants to be revealed there, and we have to organize that space, that place, the humanity in which He can be revealed. That is a huge insight, that our life is there in the audience, in the public, and we just have to do all we can to give our life, to really think every moment about how to do this, how to bring the light closer and closer to the vessels. That's our role.
And that role, being teachers to humanity, this role that really makes us grow, because when we go out teaching something, that is the point. Well, we're also working to understand this topic better, to feel it better, to live it better, and we also go out to the public, and when we pass it on to them, then this is indeed the work that all of a sudden you feel that this understanding permeates deeper into you. So only by going out to the external public and increasing the dissemination throughout the world, and obviously here in Israel, it's very important, only by this we come to these depths that permeate us.
When we, this going out to the people starts from here. It starts from our connection in the convention. This is the connection point with the upper world. When we're here together, all the friends in joy and love, we're basically creating the contact with the upper world. And this contact, as thin and narrow as it is now, we have to increase it, expand it, let the light of the Creator flow into the whole world. And only from here, from this connection, from this contact point, this taste that the world Kli has, we have to pass it forward, because everyone must taste it. Everyone must taste the love and joyfulness. And this is our task.
And that taste, that flavor, well, yesterday we have this climax moment. Perhaps it was the biggest event of dissemination. This was a result of all of our efforts. It was a result of the connection between us. And this is what people eventually feel. This is what the 99 feel. And this whole work of ours is to find ways which will be more and more appropriate and suitable in order to convey that feeling, and that feeling is what I'm getting from this Congress.
I'm just inspired by how this whole week was just so natural, and nothing felt like I'm making too much of an effort or getting confused. It just felt like I'm flowing with what feels right, with the sense of unity and warmth. And I'm thinking about how sometimes we, at least me, you know, I'm just kind of with myself and may start just laughing, not knowing why. And I understand that even in those states where I feel on my own, there's nothing that I can't relate to the friends, to some connection with someone. And what we're trying to do here is just so natural and important, and it causes this power of joy and unity that it's just, we have to pass it forward. We have to, we won't know what to do with it if we keep holding on to it. So let's go.
Really, when I came here 2 days ago, it's a huge hall. I really felt like being in a room with 10 people, such a warm, special feeling. We're all in the same thought, the same spirit. And there was hardly a moment where I felt sad. I was like floating in air. Keep seeing people who came from all the world, made such great efforts in order to be here, and I just feel how I help those friends to rise, to advance, and to make them happy and push each other, like everyone said here, to disseminate that thing for everyone to feel that atmosphere. This is extremely important.
I admit that I still don't see myself leaving this convention. I feel that every one of us is going to take a portion of everyone else here. Everyone can take a portion from one distant country and keep it in your heart. But if there's something very powerful that we learned and that we take with us, at least from my perspective, is the extent of the great humility that Rav has, his path, his patience, his sensitivity, his love towards others. These things are crossing all the boundaries, and we gradually we're supposed to learn a little bit from him how to take our dissemination forward, how to take one step forward in what we're supposed to do with great humility, with great love, with great sensitivity, and to always remember that the Creator is with us. Because yesterday, undoubtedly, the Creator was here in this hall, and he awakened everyone, new people, older ones, younger ones, everyone were lit. And what we're taking from here with us is a joy that is mixed with fear for the responsibility that lies on our shoulders. We have to burst from the center of the group outwards and lead the change around us, all of us together and with great love.
Friends, let us thank each other. Before the next question, let's get deeper, all of us. Let us read a quote of the Rabash. You can hug if you want to, it's allowed. And you are the friends here. It's quote number 32. And you are the friends here, like you were loving each other even before. From now on you won't part from each other also, until the Creator will rejoice with you and will bring peace upon you, and thanks you peace will come upon the world. As written, for my brothers and friends I shall speak peace upon you.
כמו שהייתם בחביבות באהבה מקודם לכן, גם מכאן והלאה לא תיפרדו זה מזה. כשחשבנו מה לשאול אתכם,
and just like the warmth and the friendship that you felt, we don't want it to be broken ever. So we asked a few friends, what can we ask as the second question? And friends said, you know, we can't really ask something that is a concluding question, because the convention doesn't stop, it doesn't end. And then Moshe and I both were thinking about this article from Shamati, where Rabash writes that if a person decides that this is the moment that he is willing to go for the whole jackpot, then this decision is valid for eternity. So we want to decide together. Before we ask the next question, we'll have an exercise that is divided into two parts. First, the friend you're hugging on your right, turn to each other. Turn to the friend on your right. Nice. Everyone is on your right. But still, choose the friend on the right. Soon you'll have another exercise where everyone's on the right. Don't worry.
Every friend's uniting with their friends on his right, holding on to him. You can tell each other that you love each other. Now I see that you're saying that you love each other actively. Now what we want to do now, quietly. As you love each other, to look to your friend's eyes, into this ocean within him, and to look through it. And when you're looking into his eyes, you want to deliver to him all the strength, all the confidence. You want to guarantee to him that he won't be disconnected from this feeling of the Congress. Everything that you've got, you put into him. You give to him what you want that will go through you without words for 30 seconds. Let's get going.
עכשיו אנחנו עושים עוד משהו, אנחנו לא מתנתקים מהמקום.
We'll do one more thing. We're not losing the eye contact. We're continuing and we're taking all this load charge that we got from the friend and not disconnect from it, and do even something more special. And we're going to look at each other in the circle now. Let's do that. Everyone's looking around the table. We're not missing any friend. With the same package of softness, of warmth, just like the students of Rabbi Shimon looking at each other and no longer seeing friends but seeing the Creator's relation to me. And through these eyes I want to express my relation to the Creator through the friends. Let's look at each other this way for 30 seconds. And now, with this force, we're going to answer the next question with this energy. We're not leaving that for a second, and we're answering the question. I am now pledging in Arvut. What am I adding to my commitment of Arvut towards you? Everyone answers, tells the friends, what is the thing that I'm adding in my Arvut that I'm committed to add from now on towards you?
And when you're talking to each other, to the other nine, give them the strength to hold on to this pledge, to this commitment.
So again, the question is, what do I pledge to add in the Arvut towards you?
אני מאוד מאוד רוצה.
I truly want to add to each of you the feeling of unity, of love, of something that is the most precious, dear, and close, and important that it happened to me in this convention. And that's the feeling of blessing from above. And I want this feeling of blessing to pass to everyone and light shine on his face, and as much as the path may be not so simple, this cannot escape you. You have to know that you're getting from the friends or from the Creator through the friends this blessing.
Usually, one gives what's plenty to give, but not what's missing. And my heart is very, very happy. And usually I project that happiness to my corporal life. I try to take that happiness everywhere I go. And I want to give it to you and to everyone else. I want to share my happiness with you, so that every moment someone will be in a descent, in a state of down, he will remember those happy moments, that moment. And if he will remember my crooked face, that too, I wanted to bring him happiness. I'm very happy, and I want to give you to this whole and to the whole world the happiness. What doesn't pass through, happiness doesn't pass through. What you do not do with an open heart, with happiness, with joy, doesn't go anywhere. It goes down instead of up, and we have to go up. And only with such happiness, I want to give you all the happiness that I've got.
Oh, what I'd like to add and say is that I take upon myself to be responsible for you, to be truly responsible, to take this responsibility in both hands, take it upon myself and feel that I am truly here for each and every one. I want to make sure, I want to care for each and every one of you, feel true concern within me as much as I can.
I pledge myself to do in every chance I've got, every moment I can that I remember about it, I want to ask for you to be able to bestow, or to ask him to give me such a request that even if my heart doesn't respond to it, my blocked heart, I want to ask him even artificially. I can tell myself even 100 times without having the desire for it, give me the desire to ask for them so that they will be able to bestow. That is my pledge for you.
I am pledging to raise the spirits of each and every one of you in our great group that really gives me this upliftment, and it doesn't matter in what state I am, if in that moment I'm uplifted or it's something I force myself to do in actions, but upliftment is really the thing that we're all lacking, more or less in different times, but we can only add to that. And the greatness of our goal, bringing this high spirit and the importance of connection that will break through to the entire world.
Also, in my case, I wouldn't take my face so seriously, because sometimes it may not show on the outside what I feel on the inside, because inside my heart might be melting, and the great desire to come closer to you are wrapped with this shield that doesn't let it break through, but inside I have the passion to always exist within you. It's always there burning, and it's always blocked by something that prevents me from doing that. And I pledge to you that I won't give up. It's the first time in my life that I found my friends, and that I feel that together we're not giving up. We're going all the way through to infinity, to end self. These are the friends I've been looking for my whole life. We're going all the way, and we won't give up. And this feeling, this is something I want to pass on to you.
I wish to add what I felt here in this convention, that basically in our words it's the importance of the goal, this network between us, the importance that that our connection has in the attainment of the goal, how it's an inseparable thing. And the heart inside is really boiling.
I pledge, I have to make you smile, laugh, dance, go wild, go crazy, to go out of yourselves, so that we will meet together in the center of the circle, that we'll have a party on this raspberry sphere, get into it, and that we will always remember that everything that is happening is for that purpose, so that we'll be happy together. And I promise you
פשוט יהיה אכפת לי כל כך
that I will care so much about every one of you.
אני רוצה לשמוע ולדעת,
and I want to hear and know what you're going through, and that you will always feel that you can say anything
אליי,
and to open yourself up to me.
שיהיה כיף.
And I want us to feel great together.
באמת, כמו שפה החבר אמר,
just as a friend said, sometimes
האמת היא שזה לא יומן, אבל אפשר להגביר.
It's unbelievable, but we can make this connection even stronger. And for the next action, I don't think so, and Eli doesn't think that we can do it by ourselves, so we need some friends to come up to the stage. We need some support from some friends to come up on stage. Few friends, please come up on stage. We need your support.
בדרכים המקובלות.
But do it the usual way. Okay, we have some friends over. I feel your support.
כמו שהרגשנו בסדנה,
just like we felt in the workshop, and like what we're feeling now when the friends are hugging from every direction, that's how we should approach the morning lesson. This is how we need to be committed to each other, to the last friend in the world, whether you're in Israel somewhere or in any other place in the world or sitting in front of a computer screen, you have to feel the friends hugging you in order to make the next action.
When we ask two friends how we can introduce Rav, so he thought for a second and he told me, you know what, all these weeks it's become more and more evident that Rav Lightman is the source of our life, and we would like to invite on stage Rav Lightman. Please.
Thank you. I was asked to say a few words to conclude the convention. You know, we're advancing in spirituality. Part of the path, we can't feel our progress. We go through different states. Suddenly we feel that something has changed. Then we go through some period where we may go through all kinds of descents or bad, unpleasant states, and then something changes once more. From within, all of a sudden there's an upliftment, a new understanding, and then again a period where nothing happens. But precisely at these periods where you don't feel the changes, many changes happen within, but we just haven't reached a state where we feel these changes. And here in the convention as well, we went through many states, and it's not just this convention. There was the Arava convention, where we had a great unity among the men in parallel to the women that have united as well, and then the Integral Education Convention. We gained a lot, you know, everyone who went through these phases, or and here, the days we had here, we've reached a certain, I would say, a level that is uniform, that we understand each other, that we begin to feel each other, to understand what our spiritual progress depends on. But even more, we truly went through many degrees internally, many states that I certainly didn't expect that we will advance so much. And thank you so much, and thanks to the Creator who organized this celebration for us, this opportunity. I don't have the power to thank all that I was privileged with, to see you as beginning to enter this route, this path that leads directly to the purpose of creation. We have locked on to the principle. We understand how it needs to be comprised of several things, the groups, and where is me and the Creator in the center of the group, and our address to the outer world, and how do we cope with the states within the group of connection, and from the connection through the prayer of many, how we need to come to the prayer towards the Creator, and how do we address the different parts that are still not connected to us through integral education. We started feeling where we are and how to stabilize our state in the current reality that appears before us, and that from within it we'll start discovering the spiritual reality. Literally within this, I think we never had such a successful convention where we felt such a powerful connection. People who came here yesterday were just shocked from what they felt here, how there's this sense of family and love that fills the hall. And the contentment you brought me is just, I have no words to thank that. Certainly, we can say that from this convention onwards, we're already on a straight path towards the correction. Thank you, and let's continue. Thank you.
לשמור על כוונה Him gam yachat in mato manaim shevet achim gam yachat
Thank you.